Okay, we're going to review the we just started the new sugya last week. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis, third line from the top. So it's probably 19B1, very near the beginning of 19B. Okay, where Mishnah talked about katshe katshim, someone who eats katshe katshim, or for that matter, and what we're more interested in right now, is Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get lashed. A Jew eats Meiser Sheni, that's what the Mishnah said. So we asked, Tanina Chadazimna, but didn't an earlier Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph also tell us the same idea? Why would the Mishnah have to say it twice? How do we know it's the same idea? The Mishnah says, Meiser Sheni veHektish shelo niftu. If a person eats Meiser Sheni or Hektish that has not been redeemed. Now, what does that presumably mean if you eat Meiser Sheni that's not been redeemed? I mean, you ate it outside Jerusalem. If it's redeemed, then you can eat it outside Jerusalem. If it's not been redeemed, it means it's supposed to be eaten in Jerusalem. You ate it outside Jerusalem. So why are you saying twice, feeding Meiser Sheni that's not been redeemed?
If it's been redeemed, don't you have to spend that money?
Fine, that's fine. We're just talking about if you eat Meiser Sheni that you did not redeem.
Oh, okay.
So what could the case be of eating Meiser Sheni you did not redeem? It's you eating Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Because you ate it inside Yerushalayim, you don't have to redeem it.
Right.
So it seems that both Mishnayos have said the same thing. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, he says, no. Seva, our Mishnah is not talking about regular. Our last Mishnah is speaking about Meiser Sheni Tor, Vagavra Tor. Talking about Meiser Sheni, that's Tor. The person is Tor, and he should be eating in Yerushalayim. And what did he do? To call Ochel Chutz Lachoma. He ate it outside the wall of Yerushalayim. That's how we assumed the case to be. He's okay. The Meiser Sheni is okay. It should be eaten in Yerushalayim. He didn't eat in Yerushalayim. He ate it outside Yerushalayim. You get lashed for that. But the first case that says Meiser Sheni is not redeemed is speaking about Reisha b'Meiser Sheni Tamei. So Meiser Sheni, that's Tamei. V'Gavra Tamei, and the person also is Tamei. And where did he eat it? V'Ka'ochole b'Yerushalayim, and he ate it in Yerushalayim. And what did the Mishnah say? Meiser Sheni that he did not redeem, because when Meiser Sheni becomes Tamei, that has to be redeemed, and then you can eat the money. Not eat the money. Spend the money that you spend on that. But if Meiser Sheni cannot be eaten in Yerushalayim, so that's the case where he's eating Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, he's still going to get lashed. Why? Because the Meiser Sheni is Tamei, and or he is Tamei. So you have two cases of getting lashed for Meiser Sheni. Either the case where the Meiser Sheni is fine and you're fine and everything's fine and you're supposed to eat Yerushalayim, he ate it outside Yerushalayim. Or Meiser Sheni, that's Tamei and you're Tamei and you eat it in Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to do that either and you're going to get lashed for that. So that's what the Mishnah teaches, that the consumption of unredeemed Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, where it is supposed to be eaten, is punishable by Malchus, even if either the Meiser Sheni or the person is Tamei. Okay, that's what we got up to so far. So now, fine, we have two cases, they're separate cases, so it makes sense the Mishnah should list two different cases. Now we're going to come back to our famous question we always ask from time to time. Okay, the simple case that we had, eating Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, we've already dealt extensively with that long pasuk that listed six items, if you recall, and we are told the warning that you shall not eat it, and if it's a regular lav, you get lashed for it. So now the Gemara is going to say, but now we have a brand new case. We didn't realize this. We're now the first Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis said of a person that eats Meiser Sheni Tamei, and he's Tamei or he's Tamei, in Yerushalayim he gets lashed. Where do you have a pasuk that warns you against that? In other words, where's the pasuk that says you can't eat Meiser Sheni Tamei in Yerushalayim? We just know Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you get lashed. That we had the pasuk. Right. But how do you know it Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim when it should have been redeemed because it was tamei and you didn't, that you get lashed? We don't apparently have a pasuk that says that expressively. So that's what we want to know. So until we came to this point, when we learned the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, we thought it meant holy Ma'aser Sheni ate outside Yerushalayim. Very good. We know the pasuk for that. But now that we hear it a second time on Yud Tes, we say it can't be teaching us the same thing twice. So no, the first time talking with the Ma'aser Sheni is Tame. We're supposed to redeem it. Okay, if that's the case, but I don't seem to see any pasuk that says that. And that's what Gemara asks. And where's the pasuk that says the guy's going to get lashed over Ma'aser Sheni for eating it in Tuma? Either its tummy or your tummy or whatever, but it should have been redeemed. Okay, so this is a little tricky.
Now. Rabbi, before you go forward,
yeah.
If Ma'aser Sheni is tummy, how do you redeem it?
Because
you
have on money. On
but,
money.
But who'll buy it? Because they know there's tummy, right?
You could, once it's redeemed, it's no longer Ma'aser Sheni, and it's regular food, and a regular Jew is allowed to eat regular food. That's tummy. That's not a problem. You can eat tummy food. It's no affair to eat tummy food, but you can only eat it in certain places. Like you can't eat a korban that's tummy. Can't eat truma. Regular, but tummy food can be eaten. Okay, there are certain people who had a very high level, strict behavior that even if it's tummy, they wouldn't eat it. But it doesn't mean it's forbidden to eat it at all. So just, it became tummy, so just redeem it. And normally, you're not allowed to redeem. Remember, regular Ma'aser Sheni, that's in Yerushalayim, cannot be redeemed. If it's in Yerushalayim, eat it. But if it's outside Yerushalayim, as we'll see maybe tomorrow, maybe today, even if you're just 2 feet out of Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. But when it's in Yerushalayim and it's Tameh, well, then you're stuck. There's no way it could ever be eaten. So you have to redeem it. And that's the problem. He didn't redeem it, so he's getting lashed. So Gemara wants to know, so where do we have a pasuk that said...
So Rabbi, when it is Tameh, when you're going to redeem it, you have to tell the person that it is Tameh, that is why you're...
First of all, you're redeeming it.
So you don't.
You are redeeming it. You are now saying, "Here, this Ma'aser Sheni of wheat is worth $100.
Right.
So I'm going to take $110.
Oh, okay, okay.
And transfer the kedusha from the Ma'aser Sheni now goes on to the money.
Okay.
Now the money is not tummy. Now with that money, you buy food.
Okay, I got it.
Now you're the owner of the tummy wheat. Now, obviously, you can't turn around and sell it to somebody. Now, you could do two things. You could eat it now in Yerushalayim, because there's no affair of eating. Ma'aser has been redeemed. It's been redeemed. It doesn't have the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni anymore.
You don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim if you redeemed it.
I'm saying you could eat it in Yerushalayim.
Well, anyway,
not that you have to. Because 2 minutes ago, you couldn't eat it in Yerushalayim because it's Ma'aser Sheni. So I'm saying you could
just eat it anywhere.
But the chiddush is you could eat in Yerushalayim because 5 minutes ago you would get lashed for eating it in Yerushalayim. That's the point I'm emphasizing here. So therefore, you could eat in Yerushalayim. No affair of eating tameh food in Yerushalayim per se. Okay. So now that it's redeemed, yeah, you're right. But if you do sell somebody food that's tameh, you should have to tell him.
No.
Because, you know, what is going to invite a coin or whatever. I mean, there's certain issues.
You probably have less money for it.
That's right. And that's why you have to be honest in business. You have to say that it's tummy. Fine. Good. So now we want to know, okay, where does the Torah say this? That if you eat Ma'aser Sheni, that's tummy in Yerushalayim, that you should have redeemed and you didn't, that you get lashed for that, doesn't appear to have a source for this, that you get lashed from this. So Gemara answers, no. The Tanya, no. The Gemara says, we have a Brisa. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, there is a declaration that a person makes every 3 years as he's finished the entire tithing cycle. There's many tithes you have to give. Over a three-year cycle, every possible tithe, you've had the opportunity to give every possible tithe. Remember, every year you give truma to the kohen. Every year you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Then Maaser Sheni, every first, second, fourth, fifth year of a 7-year Shemitah cycle, you eat in Yerushalayim. And then in the third and sixth year, instead of taking food in Yerushalayim, you give it to the poor. So now that if you finish a 3-year cycle, you now have, it's time to tell God you've done every possible giving of tithes in this 3-year cycle. And part of the declaration says the following. Part of the declaration is...
So 3-year cycle is a 21 years, right?
No. There's a 3-year cycle and a 3-year cycle. Okay. And then Shemitah.
Okay.
So it's a 7-year cycle.
Okay.
Within the 7-year cycle, there are 2 3-year cycles of actual produce and 1 year of rest.
Right.
That ends the 7-year cycle. Now we start over.
Okay.
So it's like really 3-3-1, if you want to be more specific about this. So now, Pesach time, at the end of, remember, the year starts in Tishrei. Okay? Tishrei. That's the new year. So now, 1 year, 2 year, third Rosh Hashanah, now you're going all the way to Pesach. Mm-hmm. By that time, you've had to have been just about given away everything at that time. So now you say, here it is, okay, he must convey all his tithes in his possession, okay, and consume all the Maaser Sheni, okay, by after the end of the third or sixth year. This process is known to finish up all the Maaser Sheni is called Bi'ur, removal, and must be completed by the sixth year of Pesach, of the fourth and seventh. So after the 3-year cycle's over,
the Pesach
then in the fourth year or in the seventh year, I finished off the cycle.
Right.
Because technically the third year would end on Rosh Hashanah, but still,
then the following
he just brought in the produce, though. So you got to have time to eat it all, okay? So on the fourth and seventh, on the sixth day of Pesach, it's got to be removed. It's gone. There's no more of these tithes done. It's like we give you, just like to pay your taxes, you get 4 months after the year's over to pay your taxes. So you get 6 months when the year's over to finish off all the tithing foods. So on the sixth day of Pesach, it'll be finished. On the seventh day, the farmer, if he's done that, has to make a declaration that's called vidui maaser. Now, he's not confessing to any sin as a classical vidui. It's just a confession that I've done the mitzvah properly. I've done everything proper. Mm-hmm. Included, now, a lot of things are proper. First of all, I gave maaser. If you didn't give maaser, you're a bum, right? So he did that. And I did everything according to halacha. Okay, now what's every halacha? Well, one of the clauses that you say is, I've not consumed any of it, the Maaser Sheni, in Tumah. Ah, so if you have to make that declaration that you haven't consumed any in Tumah, then obviously you're forbidden to eat it in this Tumah state, because otherwise, why would you make that declaration? If you could eat it when you're tummy, why would you make a declaration that I didn't eat it when I'm tummy? It's about Maaser Sheni. So that's what you're saying. Bior means to eat, to consume. Obviously, he wouldn't say, can't mean the simple meaning, I didn't burn it while it was tummy.
Yeah.
That obviously, we're not talking, we don't burn crops unless you're in the United States and you're a farmer and they want to keep the price high. So you burn it, but we don't burn crops. So I mean, Bior means to eat it. So he's saying, I didn't eat it in a tummy state. Okay.
But that's declaration. Is that like the declaration for Bikurim that's in the Torah, or is that something the rabbis came up with?
No, it's a Torah declaration. Right here. 26:14.
I mean, eat out of hunger.
Really, that's not as good. Let me, 1 second. Let's go, 1 second. 26:14. This will be better. Okay, so look, when you have 12, when you have finished tithing all the tithes of your produce the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given to the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, and they may eat inside your gates and be filled, Then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, and to the stranger, to the orphan, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commands, nor have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning. You're not allowed to eat it as a mourner. Neither an onane mourner, neither have I taken away any of it for any unclean use. That's what it really means. I haven't eaten it, although he didn't exactly translate that way, nor given any of it for the dead, but I have listened to the voice of the God, etc. I've done according to all that you have commanded me to do. So the Gemara understands the pshat means velovarti, I didn't consume it in a tame state. Now let's think about this. Truma, you can't eat. Right? He said he's done all the tithings. Maaser Rishon, you can't eat. Maaser Ani, you can't eat. Bikurim, you can't eat. What can you eat? There's only one thing you can eat is Maaser Sheni. Right? So after saying, I gave to the Kohen, I gave to the Levi, I gave to the poor, I gave to all these people. Okay, I haven't transgressed, and I haven't eaten. Well, what do you eat? The only thing you could eat is Maaser Sheni. And I haven't eaten it as a mourner. I haven't eaten it in a state of tuma. Well, clearly, if you have to say I haven't eaten in a state of tuma, clearly the Torah is saying you can't eat it in a state of tuma. Right? So that is the source. So let's read a little bit more. So when he says that, and it means, what does it mean, I didn't eat it in a tuma state? Well, there's two possibilities. Bein shani tuma, whether I was tuma, for who tore and it was pure, then I'm not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when I'm tame. Bein sha'ani tor, or whether I'm tor, for who tame and it's tame, I'm not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni unless it's, what do you call it, been redeemed. And then it's not Maaser Sheni anymore. Me and Maaser Sheni never were consumed when either one of us was tame. That's what the pasuk means. So clearly you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so that tells me that it's prohibited. But wait a minute, but is that something you want to get lashed for?
Yes.
What must happen for you to be lashed?
A warning.
You have to hear the magic words, thou shalt not. Remember, those are the magic words for lashes. If you're missing thou shalt not, there's a lot of things Torah says you're not allowed to do, but you don't get lashed for it. You have to have the golden words, thou shalt not. So I know you're not allowed to eat it. Very good. But our Mishnah said, and Daf Yud Gimel Aleph, if you eat Maaser Sheni in a Tameh state, you get lashed. That the Torah didn't say. So now the Gemara say, fine, I agree you're not allowed to do it, but the Mishnah says you get lashed. So now the question comes back, but where's the actual warning that you can't eat Maaser Sheni? That you haven't shown me. So I know you're wrong, you shouldn't do it, but our Mishnah says you get lashed. So I get lashed. You're going to love this answer, guys. Ain't it? I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't get that too often in the Gemara.
At least he's honest.
Right? Okay, I already explained all this that's here. I explained all this that's there. Yeah, it's all there. He said, because this was, who gave the answer over here? I forgot, whoever. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina was Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Remember, he was the one we said, why does the Mishnah have to say it twice? So no, the first Mishnah is saying, if your tummy or its tummy, you get lashed. So they say, well, how do you know it's usher? So look from the pasuk. Okay, good. I got it from the pasuk. It was usher. How do you know you get lashed for it? Says, I don't know. I don't have the source. Now you're going to see why he didn't know, because this is not a straight thou shalt not. This is kind of how you're going to get to it. So you could see why he didn't know, because he'd have to have a teacher who had a tradition. This does not mean, you have to read, the rabbis knew every line in the Chumash. Like, you have to assume they knew the Chumash by heart. So if there's a line there that says, thou shalt not eat Maaser Sheni in a tame state, they'd know that pasuk. But this has to come through a complicated drasha. That already, only if he had a Rebbe who taught him the drasha, could he give over the drasha. So the Gemara is going to now say another answer where they're going to come up with the drasha. And that's, he didn't know that drasha, that's all. So the Gemara interjects and say, what are you talking about? Tumas haguf. Now remember, there's two cases here. Whether you're tame and you eat the Maaser Sheni when it's tar, or the Maaser Sheni's tame, it's both one. Is that pasuk supplying both? And that's what our Mishnah is learning, both. And we're saying, wait a minute. Tumas haguf, if you're tame, behed yaksiv. That's explicitly written. What are you talking about here? Because it says, Nefesh asher tiga bo vitama ad ha'arev. A person who touches it, what? Anything that's tame. And that makes you tame. Shall be tame until evening. Then the pasuk says, "V'lo yochal min hakodshim," and you can't eat from things that are holy unless you've gone to the mikvah. Now, what does it mean you can't eat holy foods? So just trust us. He's bringing us the Gemara in Yevamos. You'll just assume that the Gemara there knows what it's talking about. They demonstrate over there that holies over there means Maaser Sheni. That's what it means. Thus, the Torah explicitly warns a person who's tame against eating Maaser Sheni by stating that he may not eat of the holies unless he has immersed. It says, don't eat it until you've gone to the mikvah. So what's that saying? You can't eat it when you're tame. The verse implies that upon immersion in the mikvah, even before nightfall, the person is sufficiently tore to eat them. Since we know that truma and kachim may not be eaten until the nightfall after the immersion, you see what's going on over here? The question is, how do you know this is talking about Maaser Sheni? Maybe it's talking about truma.
We said holies anyway.
Yeah, but how do we know? I told you the Gemara said so. How did the Gemara know that? I said, trust me, right? You trusted me. But now he's going to tell you why you should trust. In other words, maybe it means real holies. Maybe it means kachim. Maybe a shlomim.
But that you cannot.
The answer is, because a shlomim, you can't eat it even if you've gone to the mikvah. You got to wait till the stars come out. Mm. Here the pasuk says, just go into the mikvah. Remember, look at the pasuk again. It says, and your tummy until nightfall, and don't eat from the kachim. Okay, so the verse implies that by immersion in the mikvah, even before nightfall, the person is sufficiently tore to eat them, because it says until he's immersed, right? The pasuk mentions he goes to the mikvah over there. So, since we know that truma and kachim may not be eaten until the nightfall after the immersion, the holiest verse declares a person tarp on immersion must be Maaser Sheni, because that you could eat even before the sun goes down. Once you go to the mikvah, it's good enough. The following remark is inserted in Rashi's commentary. Our master's body was pure and his soul departed in purity. He did not elucidate further. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. He's just saying this is the end of Rashi's commentary over here. Fine. That's a side point. There's no more Rashi on this Gemara. It's another person took Rashi's place. Anyway, so that's the proof. You can't eat it until you did it. So that's if you're tame.
Yes.
That's okay, but we're saying it applies either way. I didn't eat it in a tamei state. Ella tumas atzmoinai. But how about when the tuma is in a state of tuma and the person's tor? How do you know you can't eat it? So we have one thou shalt not for one half of the case. We need the other thou shalt not for the other half of the case. So this is the tricky one now. This is the tricky one now. Dichsiv, we're going back to that famous pasuk that we've had many times already. Lo sucha lechol bishorecha. You may not eat it in your gates. Let's hope we get the right pasuk over here. 1 second. Quote the price from the source of Sifri 2. Okay. We're just going to bring in a whole pasuk. Let's see. 1 second. Let's hope this is the right one. Yeah. Remember we had this pasuk. We learned 6 different things from this. Lo sucha lecho b'shercha. You may not eat these foods in your gates, meaning outside your shalayim. And now we go through the list. Maser degon chavasirosh v'itzarecha. The maser of your grain, wine, and oil. That's maser shein. That's my shame. Remember he said, Uvacharos, that's your Bechor. Remember the Gemara listed six, and how he learned drushes, kavu chomers, and all that stuff. So anyway, so you see, you can't eat any of these things in your gates. That means it has to be eaten in your shalayim. That's clearly a lav. If you can now up to here, it means the pashup shot is you can't eat Maaser Sheni outside your shalayim. But we're trying to figure out you can't eat Maaser Sheni that's tameh in Yerushalayim.
Right.
That, we don't see that in the pasuk. He's going to extract it out of there. The pashup shot in this pasuk is you can't eat ma'aser sheni that's tar outside Yerushalayim. But he's going to want. But there also mentions you can't eat your ma'aser sheni, can't eat pachor, etc., etc. Okay, now keep this pasuk in mind. That's pasuk number one. Ulahalan homer, and then a little bit later on it says another pasuk homer bisharecha. In your gates, that means outside Yerushalayim, tochalenu hatamei v'hatar. You may eat it, the tamei person and the tar person together. Now it says in your gates. Now the critical point is, it says by the thou shalt not, we did a minute ago, it says thou shalt not eat ma'aser sheni in your gates. And then it's going to talk about other things that you may eat in your gates, the tamei and the tar person together. Now, first, we've got to understand, what does it mean, the tamei and the tar person together? What's that referring to? And what's it talking about in the gates over there? So, let's see what the pasuk's talking about over there, the second pasuk. It's talking about a firstborn animal, a bechor that is blemished. Now, normally, a bechor is first-born animal, not blemished. You give the coin, coin brings the base of Mikdash, he brings korban, God gets a little bit, the coin eats it. What happens? He gets a blemish. It loses its sacred status right away, even without being redeemed for money. Whereas other blemishes need redemption. So a bechor, once it's blemished, loses it. Now, even though these blemish offerings have been divested of their initial sanctity, certain restrictions govern their use. The Gemara infers from Scripture that they may neither be sheared for wool, nor used for milking, nor fed to dogs, which you could do for your own things, but are permitted only for slaughter and consumption by humans. So you have an animal, a bechor, that now has a blemish. It loses, we'll say, 90% of its kedusha. The only thing about kedusha is you can't treat it like a regular animal, but it's not kaddish in terms of you could eat it. That's the point, right? So the verse cited, it teaches that the manner of consumption is entirely unrestricted. The blemished bechor may be eaten anywhere. A regular bechor has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You can eat anywhere. And it's ordinary meat, even by a tamei person. That's what it's saying by a bechor. A bechor that was holy, that had to be in Yerushalayim, and had to be eaten by the kohen, and had to be tar. If it's blemished, although it retains certain aspects of its holiness in terms of how you treat it, but in terms of eating, no restrictions. Once it has a blemish, you can eat it outside your slime, and even if you're tamei, you can eat it.
Is it kosher if it's blemished?
That is what I was wondering.
Yes. Certain blemishes. Okay, I know what you're asking. Yeah. Sure. There are certain blemishes. There's 36 certain blemishes that make it a trefa. That animal's not going to live. Then, but to bring as a korban has to be much better than that. So let's say the animal has a certain blemish in its eyelid. Now, certainly animal will live the rest of its life with a split eyelid, right? But to bring as a korban, you can't. So there are certain blemishes where it's still 100% kosher, but you can't bring it as a korban. It's not fit to be given to God. Okay, so that's what the pasuk says by the bechor. Now, here's the point. We have two psukim now. We have the original pasuk. It says, you can't eat all these things out of Yerushalayim, outside of your gates. Included that is, ma'aser sheni cannot be out of your gates. Now, we got another pasuk that says, you may eat in your gates, bechor, the tamei and the tar. It could be eaten, a tamei person can eat it, and a tar person can eat it together. That's what the pasuk is saying. A bechor that's blemished, you could eat it, A, not in Yerushalayim, B, the tahor and the tameh person together could eat it. Now here's where we're going to put two and two together over here. So far we got two psukim. I don't know what to do with these two psukim. It seems to be two random psukim that do each other. But they both say the words bisharecha. One says you can't eat it in your gates, and one says you can eat it in your gates. But the words gates are going to make a connection, a nexus between the two psukim. V'tanis, we learned in Rabbi said the way Rabbi Yishmael, and the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, they said, what does it mean by bechor? It means, the pashup shot means, afilu tamei v'tar ochlim bekara achas ve'en chashin. Even a tamei person and a tar person can eat the meat of a blemished bechor from the same serving platter, without concern for tumah. What does that mean? That is, the tamei person may eat it despite his bodily tumah, and although when he touches it, what happens when a tamei person touches a bechor? Now, bechor, remember, the animal's not tamei, it's just blemished. What happens when a tamei person pokes at the platter? He contaminates that which is on the platter.
Depends on what kind of tumah.
Okay, now the Torah guy is going to eat the piece of meat that he just touched.
Yeah.
The Torah person may then eat out despite its own tumah. That's what you're allowed to do. I'm not getting into details why, but that's your allowed. Thus, in your outlying cities, in the gates, may you eat it together, teach that neither bodily tumah nor its own tumah preclude consumption of the Baalmish Bechor. You see the point he's saying? Look what he's saying. He's saying that the tamei guy can eat the bechor, right? The animal now that it's been blemished. Remember, blemished doesn't mean it's tamei.
Yeah.
So the tamei guy can eat it. Clear. The tamei guy can eat the bechor. Yeah. Now the tar guy can eat it together with the tamei guy. Same plate.
Hmm.
Now what's going to happen now when the tamei guy touches the bechor? What's he going to do to the bechor meat? Make a tamei. And what can be? The tar guy can eat the tamei meat. Aha! So what do we see by bechor? A tamei guy can eat bechor,
yeah.
And a tar guy can eat bechor meat that's tamei.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tamei Torah says the tamei tar can eat it together on the same plate,
mm-hmm.
Which means the tamei guy can eat the bechor that's tahor, right? He could eat it, even though he's going to make it tamei, and then the tar guy can now eat the meat that's tamei. So it's either way you could eat it, and that's by the bechor. And it says bisharecha. In your gates. In your gates, you could eat it, whether you're tamei or tar. You can't eat it. The other pasuk says, you can't eat it in your gates. Or rather, you got to eat it in Yerushalayim. Vekamar rachmana, wait a minute. And using the expression, you may not eat in your outlying cities regarding Meiser Sheni. Remember, Meiser Sheni, we says you can't eat it outside your outlying cities. So in effect, it's saying, Heich tamei disharele gabei Torah. That manner of having a tamei person eat together with a Torah person with regard to either one being tamei, which I permitted thereby a bechor outside the gates, hacha here, lo seichol. Here you can't eat it. That which I permitted there, over here, I'm not permitting it. That's what he's saying. When he say you can't eat it in your outlying cities of Meiser Sheni, it's saying either way, your tamei or its tamei. That which we permitted by Bechor inside your gates, now we're connecting to the Psukim and say you cannot eat it even if you are tamei. The verse teaches that Meiser Sheni may not be eaten in the manner of that which is eaten in your outlying cities. That is, unlike a Bechor, which may be eaten both in bodily tumah and its own tumah, Meiser Sheni may not be eaten under these conditions when it's Meiser Sheni. This constitutes a warning punishable by Malkus against eating Meiser Sheni tumah. So it says, thou shalt not eat in your gates. The simple pshat is, thou shalt not eat in your gates, just Meiser Sheni in your Torah. But now that we have the other pasuk that says the Bechor could be eaten in the gates, regardless of its tummy or your tummy, and we're aligning the words Bisharecha, so that means Meiser Sheni, the same thing. If your tummy or its tummy, you may not either, and that becomes the warning for that. Okay, that's the answer to that question. So now we found the source for that. Tomorrow, we'll begin the next question. Now, let's just summarize. Morris explains that the first Mishnah, which lists Meiser Sheni that has not been redeemed, refers to unredeemed Meiser Sheni that's eaten Yerushalayim in a state of tumah. The implication is that it was not redeemed, but it can be redeemed, even though it was already brought to Yerushalayim. Right? You could have redeemed it. So now we go into a new question now, which is, and from where do we know that Meiser Sheni, that's tamei, can be redeemed? We're now going off to a side point now. But if you can't eat Meiser Sheni, that's tamei, so what are you supposed to do with it? You could redeem it. Well, Gemara is assuming that. Gemara wants to know, well, how do we know you could redeem it? Maybe you can't. Maybe you have to burn it. Maybe it's like a truma. That's tamei. You got to burn it. Right? So we're going to see. We'll get into that discussion tomorrow.
So
next step.
We came to this conclusion through a hekesh, right?
Yeah. Well, no, Xavier Shover. Right. It says bisharecha. So that which you may eat here, you may not eat there.
So you can do a capital punishment or corporal punishment.
No.
With the gezeirah shavah, but not with a kolachomer.
No, that's right. Kal vachomer is logic. Logic can be refuted, but a gezeirah shavah, that's tradition. You can't refute it. Can't refute it. Okay, shkoyach.